Smile. 90.4 FM.
You're trying to figure out what we'd call Monday if Tuesday was the armpit of the week, as yes. I like to call it. Philip's gotten in touch via WhatsApp.
In my opinion, Monday will be the sphincter, cutting off all the joys and the indulgences of the weekend.
I mean, it's not sexy, but we need it, right? On a Monday, the average person does this for 34 minutes compared to 22 minutes on other days of the week.
Snooze their alarm clock.
Not snooze.
I think maybe because people are too lazy on a Monday to get up early and avoid traffic.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of sleep 5 minutes to 10 minutes later, and that results in sitting in traffic for 15 minutes longer than the average day.
Okay, I see the logic.
Absolutely happens. Disaster. That 5 minutes means another half an hour extra in the traffic.
No, it's not sit in traffic.
Checking social media. You know, people always want to know what their friends have been up to over the weekend.
Because on a Monday you have the office Wi-Fi again, so you can check. And why use your own data? Wait till Monday.
I think that you lay in bed deciding, am I actually sick? Do I need to go to the office today? May I be sick today?
I think it's actually packing your lunches on a Monday.
People sit and spend more time on a Monday thinking about why should I come to work, or what am I doing to myself on a Monday at work?
I think people spend 34 minutes on a Monday being grumpy or irritated, or they moan about small things.
Is it perhaps complaining?
Wow. So people moan and they grumpy on other days as well, just more so on a Monday. Kind of makes sense if it's the sphincter of the week.
Smile Breakfast. Big Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.